G'day, Brad.
G'day, Ollie. Great to be with you, my friend. 9221882. A bit of a furor today. Gary Lyon on another radio station suggested Elliot Yeo is the best player in the competition today. So I just thought we'd throw it open to our listeners. I'm expecting we're going to get a little bit of support for that because there's a lot of West Coast fans over there, but I'm sure the Fremantle fans will have to say about Nat Fyfe as well. 9221882, Ollie.
Let's go to Steve. Who is the best player in the AFL right now, Steve?
Boys, I didn't know about the Gary Lyon thing. I would go with Elliot Yeo, and I'm not a West Coast supporter. I just think his defensive side makes him better value than the guns like Fyfe, Cripps, so on. He's able to shut down for the side, so that's why I would think he's the best value in the comp.
Yeah, he's certainly doing a really good job. He started on Cripps on the weekend, Ollie, as we know, and whilst Cripps got a few touches, he wasn't dangerous, but certainly the first quarter, you probably would have given the points to Cripps, but after that, it was pretty much one-way traffic, and Elliot Yeo was able to lock down on him and put him away.
9221882, who is the best player in the AFL right now? Let's go to line number four. Ryan is in Canning Vale.
Yeah, g'day, Brad. G'day, Ollie.
Just an
interesting one. I was at a sportsman night on the weekend with Matt Prittis, and Barra was interviewing him, and he said, asked the question, who was the best midfielder you ever played with? I think he said Daniel Kerr was, but he put a little caveat on there and said that Elliot Yeo, when it's all said and done, will be the best midfielder Eagles have had of all time. So he rates him highly as well.
Yeah, that's a fair call. I mean, and look, there's no doubt Daniel was an outstanding player, but you also had Ben Cousins, you had Chris Judd, Andrew Embley in that team. So they were really going well. And Elliot Yeo's growing by the year. There's no two ways about that. And he's such a big lad, Ollie, too. You know, he's deceptively sized. Well, look, as I say, back in the day, when Cousins and Kerr and Judd, those sort of blokes, they're all sort of 5'10", 5'11".
Mm.
These midfielders these days, like Cripps, like Yeo, Fyfe, etc., they're all 6'3", 4". In the old.
Hey, Paul, who do you think is the best player in the AFL right now?
Well, I'm going a bit left field, and I reckon Eric Hipwood from Brisbane.
Yeah, he's going all right. Jeez, he's playing well. He's playing really good football. And another one, another tall, streaky kid, Ollie, who looked like you thought, he's 18 months ago, he was, he's a bit iffy. You're not sure where he's going to be, but he has developed into a beautiful athlete now and starting to kick some clutch goals. So probably not the best player in the competition right now, but he's certainly one of the most improved.
Who do you think it is, Lil?
Jeremy McGovern by far.
Yeah, great intercept marker, isn't he? Great intercept marker at the moment, Jeremy. And Carlton paid the price on the weekend, Ollie, where they just kept bombing it in there, looking for big Harry Mackay and co. And Tommy Barrett wasn't bad at it either, cutting it off. So McGovern going extremely well.
Now, Bradley, last night you and I were exchanging text messages, just loving Nathan Lyon spinning us to a victory in the first test.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was brilliant to watch. We thought that was the way it was going to go, and Cummins chimed in with the four. The whole team was there. You know, they really did well. You've got to take the catches when they come your way, and I thought they did outstandingly well. And the thing that comes out to my mind, too, and I haven't spoken to Justin Langer about this, but I always remember speaking with Lee Matthews, and he said, you know, there's a team of 11, Ollie. Obviously, football teams are bigger and soccer teams are, you know, slightly bigger. You know, that sort of thing. Lee Matthews always said to me, he said, as long as I had Jonathan Brown and Michael Voss on my team, I thought we had a chance.
Mm.
And I think the same is about the Australian cricket team right now. As long as you've got Steve Smith and Lyon, I think you've got a great chance.
Yeah, well said. Jimmy Anderson confirmed, ruled out of the second test. And I love this quote from JL about Siddle. He says, it was the best nunfa I have probably ever seen.
You're right, exactly right. It's incredible, isn't it? So, well done to them, and a great turnaround when you think about it. What we were 8 for 128 or something, somewhere around that, and to come out with an actual, 280-odd win, that's an amazing turnaround. Fantastic effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And for where we've been, the depths of despair over the last 18 months or so to win the first Ashes test, obviously that's 1 of 5. Let's roll on the show to Lords. Now, Brad, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Why don't we start blowing our own trumpet a little bit?
Well, we have to.
Absolutely we do. There's a couple of stories in TV land, on other radio stations in print, and I think I've heard all of these before. Let's start with the Brad Hill to seek a trade.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, on Fox AFL tonight, footy tonight. Of course, it's got to be right, because if they're saying it's got to be right, doesn't it? Brad Hill to request a trade, maybe as early as Friday. Well, shock, horror. For heaven forbid that if Hardy or Hagdorn suggested that ages and ages and ages ago. And, yeah, but no, we're making up. It'll be the constant denials coming out of it tomorrow. But watch this space. It's on.
OK, Blake Carosella to Essendon, I see, as well.
Yes, he's coming assistant coach at the moment. So, and I'll say at the moment, I think there's still some more movement to be had there. Blake Carosella has confirmed and Richmond have confirmed that he will leave the Tigers at the end of this year and join the Bombers, as we suggested he would, along with Mark Harvey, Ben Rutten and others. It's not the end of this. This is not the end of this. I think there's more to come, and there could be a couple more additions to the Essendon lineup next year and maybe an exit. We'll wait and see on that one.
All right, and just the last in our daily edition here of blowing our own trumpet, Jack Stevens to trade to Cats.
Yes, it was interesting. Alan Richardson, the former coach, was on a radio station in Melbourne today, confirmed that Jack Stevens did, in fact, ask for a trade last year to Geelong, which they denied because he's a four-time premiership player, but suspects that it is still on the card to try and get to the Cats next season. We've heard that before, Ollie.
That's right. Well done, Brad Hardy.
Oh, no, FLX has died too. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's gone. I don't think anyone would be too upset about that. No one will be losing sleep tonight.
No, I don't think they will be. Quick couple of shout-outs, mate, because I know you're pushed for time. A couple of retirees today. Congratulations. Dale Steyn, absolutely brilliant, 36 years of age at Test Match Cricket. It's going to concentrate on the shorter form. A form, 93 tests, 439 wickets at 22.95, a host of other accolades. And Sally Pearson, who won the gold medal at the 2012 Olympics in London. Well done to her, and she won the silver in Beijing, also the world championship in 11 and 17. And time stands still for no one, unfortunately. Ollie and those two greats are going out.
Yeah, and before you go, Brad, Frankie wants to nominate his best player in the AFL. Hello, Frankie.
Hey, Ollie. Bradley, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Frankie.
Yeah, Bradley, if I may, please. I like Grundy of Collingwood. I know I'm Collingwood. I'm not biased, but Grundy of Collingwood. But I reckon the guy, the most valuable in the AFL, is McGovern of the West Coast Eagles. He's like a brick wall, Brad. Nothing gets by him unless he's fouled. I'll hang up and listen to your remarks. Thanks,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, we touched on him. McGovern's been terrific. And Brodie Grundy, yeah, no doubt. He might be able to. I think he's got to be in the talking point, in the conversation anyway. He might be able to break that Brownlow medal winning circuit of midfielders. Well, he's a big midfielder, isn't he, really? So he's doing an exemplary job there. Frankie, good nomination. Well done.
It was indeed. Lovely work, Bradley. You and I'll catch up tomorrow.
All the best, Ollie. Cheers, pal.